we're doing the laws of Borer, the laws of separating things, and we're up to the laws of separating bones from the meat.
When
we speak about Borer, we discuss that separating waste from food so that the food now becomes edible or usable can also be Borer, as would be the case in taking out bones from meat. Shabasahu ochel v'atzamot psolet. Ordinarily, you eat the meat and the bones are waste. You got to be very careful when you're eating meat and fish, and the first thing you got to be careful for is not to swallow any of those bones, so that could be dangerous. He says you also have to be careful because you can easily transgress borer. Being that we have the rule that you could take the food out of the waste as part of eating or adjacent to eating, so you could also take away the meat from the bones. And if you usually pull away the meat from the bones with a fork and a knife, that's also mutar gam kan al yedei kelim elu. You could do that here too. Aval rak b'shat achila, only as part of eating. Now, where do we run into this? When you're eating your meat, that's not a problem. When you want to feed a baby, that's when you have a problem. So you got to be very careful not to leave any bones inside. So there you got to be careful. V'in kashe li kacha basar ma la'atzamot. Now, what happens if it's difficult to take the meat away from the bones? We said you got to take the ochel from the psolet. For example, there are small bones, and that's going to be very hard. So you could pull away the bones, yeah, provided that some meat goes off with it. Provided that you're ultimately going to eat that meat that's left on the bone. So then you've taken away the psolet with some of the ochel. Uvatzamot ktanot mot. What about very small bones? Shen aleim basar, that there's really no meat on them. Yesh nimtzotzot amachar shechultzu min habasar. So he says, when you pull them out of the meat, you should suck on them. Okay, so that's his approach. We discussed earlier the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim. Ve'chol ze bishat achida mamash. Here we're talking as you're eating. Sheaz yesh yismoch alekichat etzem imat basar. He says, if you're going to suck the bone, so then the bone is no longer psolet. You took out the bone to suck on it. That's only good as you're eating. What happens before the meal? As you're preparing the meal, or if you want to prepare for the children pieces of meat, and later on you're going to serve it, you got to take out the bones. So then you should be careful to take away the food from the waste. Take the meat away from the bone. Don't ask me how he means for you to do this, because I don't know how. I don't know. I never did it. The big bones aren't the problem. The problem is the small bones in the chicken, or the small bones in the fish, that you don't want the kid to... I don't know. I never eat fish. Almost never. So I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. In all honesty, I can't tell you anything about this. I don't know. But you guys will know. I don't know. Now he adds and says, if you're going to do it before the meal, so... ideally it should be done by hand, like we discussed. You take away the food from the waste by hand, but if that's going to be difficult to do it without a knife, so then maybe everyone would agree that you could do it with a knife, just like you could peel a fruit with a knife. That's what he says over here. Okay. Uvemakom shekashel lasot kmo shekatavnu. What happens if it's difficult to do everything we just said? And it's very necessary. For example, you got to feed little kids. So maybe then we can rely on the lenient opinions, that's what we discussed, that permit you to take the bones out of the meat, and even though it's not at the time of mealtime itself, but just before the meal, nonetheless, you should do it by hand and not with an instrument, and ask your local Orthodox rabbi. ואפשר מזה נובע מנהג שבהרבה בתים אוכלים בשבת דגים ממולאים. He says, maybe this is why we have this custom that we eat fish that's filled. שעל ידי שכבר הוסרו ממנו כל העצמות. Because when you do that, you eat gefilte fish. That's ground up fish. Right? Why do we eat that on Shabbos? Maybe the idea behind it is that you've already taken out all the bones before Shabbos. And then betuchim shen bein lechashash melacha. Then you don't end up doing any melacha on Shabbos. So he says maybe that's the reason why we eat up ground up fish or filled fish. We our custom on Shabbos is rarely to eat real fish. You the average Jewish home, you go for Shabbos, they don't serve you slices of salmon or whatever. The Sfaradim do, right. So we said the Kaf Chaim and Ben Ish Chai have their leniencies. That actually works well.
How about chicken? We talked about that.